It was determined to go down to Cat's Drugstore on August 19, 1958. It was in the later part of the day, I believe, in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
We just went in and sat down and told them that we wanted to get a Coke and a hamburger. They said they don't serve niggas.
Your mother was talking to them probably then. Clara was talking mm-hmm. to them. They said that to her. Then what was her response?
I didn't hear, but knowing her, they were as determined not to serve us as she was determined that we were going to be served.
She must have said then,
We'll just sit here and wait.
We'll just sit here.
Mm-hmm.
You were already sitting at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just sit here and wait.
Right.
And I suppose they called the police?
Oh, they called everybody.
There were whites in Cat's Drugstore?
Yes.
What did you hear from them?
What are you doing here?
You kids were so young. From your age, 8 years old, up to 15.
Right, I think the oldest was.
Do you recall being fearful? You knew you were just going to sit there.
Mm-hmm. And keep my mouth closed.
And then all around, people are...
chaotic. The first night, everybody was taken by surprise. But as it progressed, and it grew larger and larger, then a lot of things started happening. Hatred and bitterness started showing up.
Wasn't that frightening to you kids?
I had a chimpanzee thrown on me.
You had a chimpanzee thrown on you?
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, frightened you.
Yes.
And as a small girl, I don't know how big the chimpanzee was, probably almost as big as you.
He threw it right on me. As we used to say, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Because during the sit-in movement, as it progressed, and the bitterness progressed, people spitting on you, dropping coffee, kicking you, whatever. You learned that we were part of this army of nonviolence, no matter what. And the people that could not remain nonviolent, they were asked not to come back.
There were those who joined you, and they couldn't remain nonviolent. They'd speak out or speak back,
mm-hmm.
and they were asked to leave.
Mm-hmm. We could not afford to let them ruin the mission. We wanted to be able to go in and sit down and drink their Coke and eat that hamburger.
So that first evening, you stayed till they closed. Is that
basically,
true?
Basically.
Because they didn't relent.
Mm-mm.
So then you leave, people outside see you, I suppose, yelling at you?
Not that much the first night, but it progressed.
All right. What was the plan for the next day?
You know, I thought about that very often because I can't remember if we went back the weekend because I remember that was on a Monday, so Tuesday would have been a school night. Whatever it was, it kept going.
It was definitely again another day.
Yes.
And then wasn't it the second day they finally said, all right?
No, it wasn't the second day.
Okay, third or fourth day.
It didn't happen 1, 2, 3 day. It took a little bit longer.
Then they did finally serve you.
As a matter of fact, when Cat's Drugstore opened its doors to all people, and this is a story that most people don't realize, not only did they open their doors here, but across the country they opened their doors to people of all races, creeds, and colors.
I think they had 38 outlets mm-hmm. in Missouri, Kansas, and Iowa, and what you did there, those few days, opened it up mm-hmm. in those states.